This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Music is our uplift today. And on the phone with us, the founder of the California Women's Music Festival, Victoria Boyington, who always seems to have a song in her spirit. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Beth. How are you doing?
So how are musicians you know coping with this time? And then tell me some of the resources you've created to help them.
Well, right now, musicians are really hard hit by this pandemic. I mean, gigs are canceled. They're not being rescheduled until past June. It really has completely destroyed some people's livelihoods. But musicians are resilient, you know, and most of us are able to use this time to practice, to write more music, to record, and to live stream in order to stay connected with our fan base. And definitely developing their online skills. For myself, staying active by exercising has really been very helpful. We've got all kinds of really great events coming up through the California Women's Music Festival. Coming up on April 4th, this Saturday, we have a concert series that's starting with local San Francisco headliners Mayan, Clementine Darling, and Rose Hayes. This is a joint fundraiser with and for The Lost Church, a Northern California nonprofit venue, as well as for the artists and for our COVID-19 relief funds. To donate to that, you can go to CWM for California Women's Music, NP, nonprofit.com. We are also hosting an online festival stage on April 19th from 10 a.m. to noon. And a lot of musicians are doing this right now. They're doing a lot of online streaming, which has been, you know, very, very positive.
Oh, it's so fun to watch these online concerts from people's yards or their homes, their living rooms. And the music is just so easy and natural. And there's a much different connection in that way.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think it's been really great to see people create these dance parties. Like, we have a whole group of San Francisco-based musicians, and they put together these dance parties where people get on and, you know, they all, like, zoom in and get to see each other but get to participate together. And that's been really cool. And I've also seen some people doing, like, karaoke parties. One of my friends, Nina Noir, she's the lead singer of the Killer Queens. She's been doing a karaoke party once a week.
Yeah, and
people
Zoom,
really like that.
Zoom, by the way, is an app that you can download, and it's very easy for people to figure out how to jump on it, use it as a platform for meetings. There are a number of other apps doing the same, too, but when you hear people say Zoom, that's what it is. Will you mention? Will you mention your deep dive series?
Oh, definitely. So we do have our deep dive discussion panels, and that begins this Sunday. We actually had a panel last weekend, which went really well. But our deep dive sessions begin this Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Facebook Live, and they're going to continue weekly on Sundays. The theme this month is the music industry in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. You can view the first panel that we had online if you go to our Facebook site, which is facebook.com/ California Women's Music. This week's panel is going to be on creativity, productivity, and new opportunities. It's women in music. And our panelists are Cassandra Kubinski. She is a representative of Women's International, or Women's, I think it's WIM, Women in Music. They're located in New York. Tammy Mulcahy and Alex Calise. And Alex Calise writes for Guitar Girl magazine and does some media for different artists. And then the moderators are going to be myself and our CFO, Mayan Oppenheim.
Okay, Victoria, we're going to post a link for all these different outlets. And I know you listen to music, you love a lot of music. So I just want to hear from you what song is moving you right now? We just have a couple seconds left. So what have you found yourself listening to?
Oh, my goodness. I found myself listening to a lot of dance kind of music, things that are just really uplifting. Bruno Mars always really works well. James Brown always works really well. I know that those are men in music, but they definitely help me to stay focused and stay upbeat. I think that's really the most important thing right now, is to be positive, you know?
Yeah. All right, Victoria, thanks so much for joining us and giving us an uplift today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we're going to close with some music from two doctors that you may have seen from Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Yeah, you're hearing it sneak in there. Their version of Imagine. This is music that's inspired people all over the world. So here it is. Stay safe, stay informed. And from Dr. Elvis Francois and Dr. William Robinson in Minnesota, take care.
Above us only skies. Imagine all the people living for today. Ooh, you might say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Hope someday that you will join us, and the world will live as one. Imagine all.